and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're going to have some bluegrass music for the next hour that I hope you're going to enjoy. And first up is definitely one of my favourite bands, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. I've always enjoyed their approach to the music, and a nice choice of songs and great vocal sounds. Alan O'Brien, vocals and banjos, Pat Enright, vocals and guitars, Gene LeBeer, vocals and bass, Stuart Duncan, vocals and fiddle, and Roland White on vocals and mandolin. Sometimes Mike Compton plays mandolin, and sometimes it's Roland White. This is an old album from way back in 1993. It's from the album Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, and we're going to hear a couple of songs on this. We're going to hear Backtracking and then Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, the title song, and I'm sure you'll enjoy them just as much as I do. So let's just hear them now.
Darling, your love I'd forsaken when I strayed too far from your side. I can't count the nights that I've cried. Back when my journey first started, I dreamed of riches to find. But I knew soon after we parted that I'd left my treasure behind. Backtracking, backtracking, I've got some traveling to do. Backtracking, backtracking, I'm making tracks back to you. Hard rain falling, this evening brings more of the same. Far off there's a freight train calling, seems that whistle keeps blowing your name. It's high time I made a correction to put my poor mind more at ease. I need a change of direction, 180 degrees. And I'm backtracking, backtracking, I've got some traveling to do. Backtracking, backtracking, I'm making tracks back to you. Back to you. Yes, I'm making tracks back to you.
My name, it don't matter. You don't know me no how. But I wish you would listen to what I'm saying now. I need someone to talk, but I want you to know I ain't putting you down. But I don't like this town, just waiting for the hard times to go. I came here from Fresno, and that is my home. Back there, I won't feel so alone.
came looking for work here just a few weeks ago. Now my spirit is beat from walking these streets, just waiting for the hard times to go. Is from Mars. Everywhere that I look here, I see buildings and cars. I want to hear the birds singing, I want to feel the breeze blow, but I know that can't be, I just can't be free. I'm waiting for the hard times to go. Sometimes I wonder about the workings of life. Can a man make a living for his kids and his wife without leaving his hometown for a strange place to go, where he can't save a cent and his whole life is spent waiting for the hard times to go? Just waiting for the hard times to go.
Oh, they have a great sound. I just like the way that Alan O'Brien and Pat Enright sort of swap around between being lead and tenor, and each one is quite a distinctive sound to it, but they just blend their voices beautifully. Very nice, lovely choice of songs. That was Nashville Bluegrass Band. We're going to hear from New Blue now, from the album 10, probably named because it was their 10th album, I would suspect. Carolyn Ruth, lead vocal and bass. Daniel Ruth, vocals and guitar. Levi Austin, vocals and banjo. Austin Kerner, mandolin. Either Jim Van Cleve on fiddle or Ron Stewart on fiddle. And they do good. They host a bluegrass show on the Country Channel on TV. I saw it because Sky gave us access to all channels over the Christmas period, and I caught their country music show, or their bluegrass music show, and it was really good fun. Loved it. And interesting to see them. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from them, That Road and then The Seed. Listen to New Blue.
Of you tonight. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night, when my head hits my pillow, I'll remember home. Whoa, and I'll remember you. Day. Wish I could just go up on stage, sing away my blues with J.D. Crow. But the show won't start till late, so I'll have to sit and wait, watch my tears from you hit the floor. keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night, when my head hits my pillow, I'll remember home. Oh, and I'll remember you. Calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me. At night, when my head hits my pillow, I'll remember home. Oh, and I'll remember you. That road keeps on calling my name, and the stars are shining just for me.
That my daddy gave me, watching him plow each row. Sweat drops falling like an August rainstorm, two more bags to go. Well, I never saw him slip or stumble, he was taller than the trees, and I'd stick my chest out as far as I could every time he'd look at me. He said, hard work, true love and simple living won't lead you astray. Words just like his father used in countless yesterdays. I learned to plant those seeds just like my daddy did by hand, using the same kind of love and care that makes a boy grow. Never saw him touch the bottle, never heard him swear, and the only time I saw him cry was kneeling down in prayer. He took us all to church on Sunday, we loved to hear him sing. When he flipped the pages to the Rock of Ages, Lord, that church would ring. Hard work, true love, and simple living won't lead you astray. Words just like his father used in countless yesterdays. I learned to plant those seeds just like my daddy did by hand, using the same kind of love and care that makes a boy grow. Now my little boy watches everything I do, and I pray each day that I don't let him down. So I try to make life's lessons just as easy as I can, like my daddy always did, and I thank God he's still around. Hard work, true love, and simple living is what I smile and say. Words just like my father used in countless yesterdays. I help him plant those seeds just like my daddy did by hand, using the same kind of love and care that makes a boy grow to a man. a boy grow. Planting the seeds that my daddy gave me, watching him plow each row. Sweat drops falling like an August rainstorm, one more bag to go.
Well, isn't that a pretty song? Isn't that a great song? And called The Seed. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works out of Hamilton. They're the big music shop down the road in Anglesey Street. And if you're in Hamilton, that's a place to get all your musical supplies, anything you need to hold your guitar up or stand it on, and or if you need a new guitar or a banjo, or they're the people to go and see. They've got all the strings and everything you need. Great big shop and good staff. They know what they're talking about, and they're all musicians, and you get exactly the sort of help there that you need. Go and see Shearers, and I'd like to thank them for sponsoring music in Hamilton, as they have been for about the last 50 years, so it's great to have Shearers around to help you. We're going to listen to some fiddle playing now from Billy Hurt Jr., and I'll just read out from the notes. He picked up fiddle at the age of 9. He's travelled the world as a sideman, playing with the likes of Jim Eanes, the Bluegrass Brothers, David Palmley and Continental Divide, Acoustic Endeavours, and with Carl Shiflett and the Big Country Show. He's been influenced by people like Kenny Baker and Bobby Hicks, Chubby Wise, and West Virginia fiddler Carl Kessinger. And so he plays some great music, and I think you're going to enjoy this track. It's called Richard's Rag. Here comes Billy Hurt. Thank you. that is some fine fiddle playing. You've ever heard some fine fiddle playing. And the great banjo break was by Brennan Ernst. I can't say I've heard much of his playing, but they just did that great. Lovely role he got going there. Billy Hurt Jr. Doing some great fiddle playing. We're going to hear from one of the bands that really influenced bluegrass music in the 1970s and subsequently. That's a band called Seldom Seen. From their first album, Act One, John Duffy on mandolin and high lead vocals, John Starling on guitar and lead vocals, Ben Eldridge on banjo, Mike Aldridge on dobro and baritone vocals, and Tom Gray on bass. The old Bill Monroe tune, Summertime, is past and gone. It's not yet. We're still in the middle of almost a heat wave for Hamilton here. Temperatures around 30 degrees Celsius, and it's real hot weather, so summertime is still definitely here, but with Act One, Seldom Seen, summertime is past and gone.
See that train coming round the bend, carrying the one that I love. Her beautiful body is still here on earth, but her soul has been called up above. Body and soul, body and soul. Body and hair was the purest of gold. Her eyes were as blue as the sea. Her lips were the color of summer's red rose, and she promised she would always love me. Body and soul, body and soul, that's how she loves me, body and soul. The shadows will cover her face as the last sun goes down. She's laid beneath the ground, and my teardrops are falling like rain. Body and soul, body and soul, body and soul. That's how she loves me, with body and soul.
Well, all the observant ones will have noticed that it wasn't Summertime Has Passed and Gone. I played the wrong track, but it was so good that you got to hear Summertime Has Passed and Gone now. Here's Seldom Seen.
Summertime is past and gone, and I'm on my way back home, back to the only one I'll ever love. Now the moon is shining bright, it lights my pathway tonight, back to the only one I'll ever love. In old Tennessee, she was sent to me from dad up above. Now the moon is shining bright, it lights my pathway tonight, back to the only one I'll ever love.
Seldom Seen, Summertime Has Passed and Gone, the old Bill Munro tune. Finally got it right, finally got it out there. It was pretty short anyway, so we did have time for the extra song. Well, most of you will know that we've just recently had the Kiwigrass Festival. It's been wonderful. Actually having a bluegrass festival in my hometown of Hamilton, and I enjoyed every minute of it and still sort of sorting things out. I've got some interviews recorded that I need to process and fit into a show. But meanwhile, I'd just like to play a couple of tracks. 9 Mile Creek was one of the bands that came across from Australia, and they were enjoyed by everybody. And I'm going to play a tune from then called Something's Telling Me, written by their mandolin player Mark Pottinger. And then after that, we're going to have a tune from the stars of the Kiwigrass Festival. That's the Pippi Pickers from just up north of Auckland there, around Warkworth. They do a fine job. Not only did they organise the festival, but they played and were just wonderful. We're going to hear from their As Is Where Is album a tune called Annabelle. So let's listen to a little bit of Kiwigrass here, starting with 9 Mile Creek.
So far from you, and the separation's more than I can stand. But you don't seem to miss me like the way you used to do. Something's telling me you've got another man. And there's a brand new toothbrush where my old one used to stand. Something's telling me you've got another man. And the beer in the fridge is some boutique foreign brand. Something's telling me you've got another man. Get home late at night and sneak in on the quiet. Go to the bathroom, find a seat up on the can. And though I like you cuddly, you say you're going on a diet. Something's telling me you've got another man. And there's a brand new toothbrush where my old one used to stand. Could it be you're making other plans? But the beer in the fridge is still that boutique foreign brand. Something's telling me you've got another man. Cheap motels and roadhouse food and eating all alone. But don't I call you every chance I can? But seems to me these days you're never picking up the phone. Something's telling me you've got another man. And there's a brand new toothbrush where my old one used to stand. Don't you know I'm still your biggest fan? But the beer in the fridge is still that boutique foreign brand. Something's telling me you've got another man. There's a brand new toothbrush where my old one used to stand. There's still one thing I just don't understand. Why the beer in the fridge is not my VB in the can. Something's telling me you've got this feeling that you've got. Something's telling me you've got another man.
Ever known, and a was in the churchyard, she got no life at all. Only got these words on a stone. We cannot have all things to please us, no matter how we try, until we've all gone to Jesus. We can only wonder why.
That was the Pippi Pickers. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some music from my collection and music that I love. So I hope you're enjoying it as much as me. This is coming out from Free FM 89.0, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. Shared around the access radio stations in New Zealand, so it's coming at some different time of the day or night in your area. Maybe if you're from Coast Access Radio in Kapiti or Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM, Wairapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, or the Raglan Community Radio, you might be hearing this. Thank you very much for listening. And also the Access Radio stations in Canada at CFBX Kamloops in British Columbia. We've got some Canadians coming up, John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Thank you for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and Bluegrass Planet Radio, of course. So Friday afternoons, you can hear a Southern Hemisphere take on bluegrass music. You can also live stream it on your computer, or you can download it as a podcast and listen anytime you like. And I appreciate that many of you do that. So thanks very much. I've neglected some of the old-time stuff that I enjoy in the last few weeks with the build-up to Kiwigrass, but one tune I've always liked, the early music of Jimmy Rogers, who pioneered the country music star syndrome, really, the vocalist and guitarist, and he had a wide range of sounds, everything from Dixieland jazz to plaintive sounds to real country sounds. And Jimmy Rogers was the hero of many. Died too young with tuberculosis, but left us with some great songs. This is one of them, Waiting for a Train, first recorded and released in 1928 and copied by just about every country artist you can ever think of. And it's a excellent tune, wonderful words, well written, well crafted. It's got everything about it that you like. Listen to Jimmy Rogers, Waiting for a Train, 1928.
All around the water tanks, waiting for a train. Thousand miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walk up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He says, if you've got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. Get off, you railroad bum. He slammed the boxcar door. Ole-ay, ole-ay. Thank you. He put me off in Texas, a state I dearly love. The wide open spaces all around me, the moon and stars up above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, I'm going back to Dixieland. Though my pocketbook is empty and my heart is full of pain, I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train.
Classic country music from Jimmy Rogers there, Waiting for a Train, 1928, 91 years old, that song, and great song. We're going to hear something a little bit different now from the Dixie Beeliners, led by Brandy Hart and Buddy Woodward, with Rachel Renee Johnson on fiddles and Sam Morrow on banjo, with a lot of help from some session musicians. They do some great bluegrass music, and we're going to hear a tune called She's My Angel.
My little girl just breaks my heart, good for nothing, but I know she's smart. She got a tongue like a poison dart. Off the old wild buck, I'll blame him, but I guess I'm stuck with my angel. She's my angel. Just you watch her, just you watch her
song about mothers and daughters, really. We're going to hear from Chris Jones and the Night Riders from an album called Lonely Comes Easy, and we'll hear that song, which is track two, but we're going to hear track one first, If That Was Love. Chris Jones and the Night Riders, the basic band, is Chris Jones playing rhythm and lead guitar and doing lead and harmony vocals. Ned Lubarecki on banjo and baritone vocals. Great voice. He's a wonderful radio announcer as well. Mark Stoffel on mandolin and tenor vocals. And John Weisberger, bass, baritone vocals, and also shares the songwriting. We're going to hear If That Was Love, and then Lonely Comes Easy, Chris Jones and the Night Riders.
If there was love, I guess I missed it somewhere. between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted to give it one more try, that love. You came to me, it seemed from out of nowhere, and to nowhere quickly you returned. While what you had called your undying love turned out to be one more lesson learned. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted, give it one more try. That was love. Turn the pages as you read me like an open book. But once you decided the story was through, you put me down without a second look. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted, give it one more try. That was love. If that was love, I guess I missed it. Somewhere between our first kiss and our last goodbye. And if it was, I'll just resist it. Anytime I'm tempted to give it one more try, that love. Such as it is, you notice that I never lock the door. You found the final refuge of a wounded heart. Grab a chair, just sit on the floor. Practice makes perfect, look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Comes easy to me. Sorry about the darkness, I'll pull up the blinds. My eyes don't adjust well to the light. You can have some coffee, here's my only cup. Please stay a while, I've got all day and night. Practice makes perfect, look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Oh, lonely comes easy to me. Picture, the frame's a little cracked. This I'll agree, she's easy on the eyes. I'd love to talk about her, but that's all in the past. You can see that I moved on to bluer skies. Practice makes perfect, look around and see. Lonely comes easy to me. Comes easy to me. Lonely comes easy to me.
Lonely Comes Easy to Me, and that was Chris Jones and the Knight Riders. Just about getting towards the end of the show now, which I hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to take it out with fine band John Reichman and the Jaybirds. And I first heard them in 2007 at one of the Grass Valley Festivals, Father's Day Festival in Northern California. And they'd come down from Vancouver, I think, where they're based, and they were just great. I loved John Reichman's playing, the way he set it up. Trish Gagnon on vocals and bass, Greg Spetz on fiddle, and Nick Hornbuckle on banjo. Jim Nunnally was playing guitar, and they do some really nice songs. Here's one called The Drunken's Lantern, and then we're going to take it out, if we've got time, with an instrumental, and that instrumental is called Deception Falls, and they wrote it when they were passing through the Cascade Mountains, and he wasn't driving. John just sat there and wrote the mandolin tune, and it's a real nice tune. So thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll be back again next week with another program of a real mixture of bluegrass music. See you later.
His day is through, his work is all done. He heads for the tavern for to have his fun. His buddies are waiting, their drinks are all poured. Then by the drunkard's lantern they're going reward. Like a moth through a flame, lured by promise of pleasure, fling memories of shame to a light that deceives. Old drunkard's lantern, he still believes. The time has passed and the fun has grown sour, just like last night at the very same hour. The light through the glass makes a whiskey glow, but the old drunkard's lantern is a burning low. He stumbles home and the way is steep. In a vision before him is his baby asleep, and his wife just rocking there by their bedside. Lit by the drunkard's lantern, there's nowhere to hide. Like a moth to a flame, lured by promise of pleasure, fling memories of shame to a light that deceives. By the old drunkard's lantern, he still believes. There's ash and no flame. He shivers with cold and he trembles with shame. And the promise he's made here night after night, knowing he can't but wishing he might. Like a moth to a flame, lured by promise of pleasure, fleeing memories of shame, but he cannot conceive of any light but the lantern in which he can.